This is WUGA News. I'm Alexia Ridley. The University of Georgia is planning a memorial in honor of the slaves whose remains were discovered during construction at Baldwin Hall. DNA analysis of the remains revealed that the vast majority of those tested were of maternal African descent. And considering the age of the remains, the individuals were most likely slaves or former slaves. They were reinterred at Oconee Hill Cemetery with guidance from the State Archaeologist Office. UGA will convene an advisory task force composed of representatives from both the campus and local community. They will evaluate options for design and location of that memorial. The 18-member Baldwin Hall Memorial Advisory Task Force will be led by Dr. Michelle Garfield Cook, the university's Vice Provost for Diversity and Inclusion. The U.S. Department of Transportation will provide more than $277 million to help hurricane-damaged public transportation in Texas, Florida, Georgia, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The funding announced today is earmarked for response and rebuilding projects related to last year's hurricanes, Harvey, Irma, and Maria, plus for emergency preparedness. The bulk of the grants, $223.5 million, will assist Puerto Rico. Parts of the island still lack power. For WUGA News, I'm Alexia Ridley.